Okay, our friends. So today we're going to talk about something. Many people are afraid of the dark. Are you afraid of the dark? A little bit, yeah. But today's story has to do with why it's so different. Why it feels very different during the daytime than it does at night, right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. Today's story is called The Night World. It is by Mordecai Gerstein, and it is read today by Mommy and
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo?
Cuckoo?
Like the cuckoo bird?
No. Cuckoo as in cuckoo.
I like it. You never know who it's going to be, friends.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Goo. Makes sense. All right, you guys. So when we open the book, we see a little boy who's curling up in bed. The stars are coming out. He has a beautiful black kitty cat curled up on top of him. And he says, "Good night, Sylvie." I'm going to guess Sylvie is his cat. What do you think? And then it gets to be the night. Says Sylvie, and the boy wakes up, and it's dark in his room.
Meow.
She says again, "It's too late to go out, Sylvie. Or is it too early?" It's kind of hard to know for sure if it's too early or too late when it's night, right?
Mm-hmm. Meow.
Says the cat. What? The cat can talk? The cat wants to go outside. Well, okay. So our boy gets up and he creeps out of his bedroom. Everyone is sleeping. Even the goldfish. Everyone except for Sylvie and me. Says the boy. Is this our house? In the dark, it seems a different place.
Meow,
says Sylvie.
It's coming.
What's coming?
It's almost here,
she says.
Hurry.
The grass is wet with dew. The air is warm and sweet. The dark is soft and comfortable. The little boy has opened the door. The cat has run outside, and he stands in the darkness in his backyard. This is the night world. There are shadows everywhere. And we can see the shadows. Are these shadows roses? Are those lilies and sunflowers? Where are their colors? That shadow is a deer. Is this one a rabbit? A porcupine looks up and whispers, "It's almost here. It's coming." Murmur all the animals. It's almost here. Oh my goodness, what is it? What do you think they could be worried about or excited about or... Mm-hmm. Oh, let's find out.
And then a robin says, "It's on its way." And another further off, "Here it comes. It's almost here," says a chickadee. "It's almost here."
Now, birds, near and far, each in its own language,
it's on its way.
Oh my goodness, we can see all of the birds. We can see all of the animals looking up.
Through the leaves of the trees, there's a glow.
Oh my goodness, what do you suppose it is that's glowing in the dark? What is changing the night world? Because all these things, these birds, these deer and raccoons and cats and all these things, you can see them during the daytime, right? But they're different here at night.
Here and there, shadows start to slip away. Where's everyone going? I ask. This is our bedtime, says the porcupine. Oh, sweet dreams, say I. The glow flares above the trees. Clouds turn pink and orange. The grass turns green. The roses turn pink and red, and the lilies and sunflowers turn yellow. It's here, says Sylvie.
Oh, now I see. What is it?
The sun.
The sun. The morning. Can I ask you a question before we turn the page? Did the grass actually turn green, or was it green the whole time?
Green the whole time.
Yeah.
And the great glowing golden disc of the sun bursts from the tops of the trees. Good morning, sun, says Sylvie. Good morning, sing all the birds. It's going to be a beautiful day. And I sing too. Good morning, sun. And good morning to you, Sylvie. Meow, says Sylvie. And from our house, I hear yawns. Everyone is waking up. Good morning, everyone. It's going to be a beautiful day, he says.
And I think he's right. It turns out you didn't have to be afraid of anything at night after all. It's the same at night as it is during the day. The colors are still the same. The only difference is you can't see them well because there's no sun to show them. All the colors are still there.
Mm-hmm. And did you know the stars at the night are shining no matter what, but when the sun rises, you just can't see them.
Ah, the sun. Yes, the sun makes it hard for us to see the stars, but they're still there. And that, my friends, is...
the end.
The end.
Wait. And also, when the sun goes down at night, it goes... and the sun goes up on the other side of the world. And that also goes the other way around. It's morning for us. It's the end of the day on the other side of the world.
Yep, that's true.